Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. We are thrilled you all are joining us again today. I've got my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here with me.
Yeah, hey guys.
And, you know, here on the show on Risen Motherhood, we are talking about how the gospel impacts a mom's everyday life. And today we are talking about how the gospel impacts postpartum body image.
Yeah, which is a little bit of a raw topic for Laura and I here.
Yes.
So we are excited to be discussing this, although it is...
We're nervous, let's be real.
A little nerve-wracking.
It's a little raw, but it'll be fun, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Emily, do you want to start off and just tell the listeners exactly kind of where you're at, where you've been with postpartum stuff?
Sure, and I'm going to imagine that you guys are all sitting across from me drinking coffee, because it is just a little bit personal to talk about these stories that we have. But I have had, let's see... four kiddos in...
She can't even count them all.
3.5 years, I think. Under 4 years. I had a set of twins in there. And, you know, I would say each time that I've had a pregnancy, I've definitely gained over the recommended amount of weight, if you look on the chart. And especially with my first, I don't know, probably... at least over 35 pounds.
With no shame in that, girl. I will beat that.
Yeah, well, you know, when it's your first two, you're like, oh, I want to try to be healthy. And then you notice that you're, like, getting over that little margin. Yes. And I had him a month early, so,
whatever.
And then twins, you know, definitely gained over 50 pounds. And I have, like, one picture of... myself in the hospital when I was in labor, and I always tell my husband, I'm like, you can never show that to anyone, because I just look so, so huge. And, but that was okay. It was worth it. But, and then this last pregnancy, which I had, my most recent baby in August, and definitely, although I think I ate a lot healthier that pregnancy, I think, still gained over around 35 pounds for, you know, a full term 40 weeks. So,
And in between babies, how were you with postpartum recovery and stuff like that?
Yeah. Every time so far, it has taken me a full 9 months to really get back to what I would call quote unquote my pre-baby weight. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely been a long process. I don't think I'm someone who just springs back. Like, I hit that plateau when I get back from the hospital, and it's like, okay, that's all the weight I've lost until I, you know, I don't know, 6 months out or 5 months out, when I really can focus on eating healthy again and getting more exercise. So it's definitely not been an easy process for me. And certainly having so many kids in such a short amount of time, it has been a huge yo-yo, I guess, or like really hard on my body, I think, just from the weight gain and weight loss, just up and down and up and down. So
it's hard on a woman, for sure.
And right now, still definitely, I have not hit that kind of 9 month out point yet. So I am still, trying to find contentment at where I'm at. I'm, look different than I did when I was 21.
Don't we all?
What about you, Laura? What's your journey been like?
So I've had two kiddos, for listeners who are tuning in for the first time, and they're about 20 months apart. So my first pregnancy, I gained upwards of 40 pounds or close to 40, and, definitely got the wrist slap from the doctor at 20 weeks, who said,
That's the worst. No more gaining weight.
You need, and it was between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And she said, please try not to gain any more weight until I see you next. I mean, really? Does a doctor normally say that? I did switch doctors later for more reasons than that. But
you know, I was like, over the holidays, you want me to not gain weight? Like, all of America does. And now this pregnant woman is going to as well.
And side note, it's totally unfair to go to that weigh-in in the wintertime.
Oh, my word. I want to wear flip-flops to my appointment.
And they're always just like,
weigh a lot.
Go ahead and get on. Just get on the stand. And you're like, I'm in my winter coat. This is so unfair.
I'm always like basically in summer clothes during the winter of my prenatal appointments. Okay. I want to be as low as possible for them. But yeah, so for both pregnancies, I gained far above the average with my second. I gained close to 50. And so Emily, you are doing great with twins. At least you had that. But, you know, I feel like the first time after I had my son, kind of getting back in the postpartum phase was easier. I think it always is with the first. Mm-hmm. And by 5 or 6 months out, I felt, you know, different, but generally back to, you know, what I looked like prior. And of course, things are rearranged and things are softer. And there's all of those things that we all have experienced. But generally, I felt pretty good by that time. Although still not exactly satisfied.
Yeah.
And then with my second, I feel like it took at least 9 to 10 months. And I mean, even today, I just feel like, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions was to work out. And if you know me at all, like I do not work out. And, it's just not really something that I enjoyed. I've never done it. I mean, beyond some high school sports and college things that like, our activities, that wasn't my thing, but kind of because I want to, the body's just not what it was. Like we said, we're not our 21-year-old selves. It's definitely a little bit harder and, wanting to just, I don't know. Yeah. The recovery isn't just naturally happening.
Right.
Yeah. And so and it takes a little bit more effort.
Oh, it does take more effort. I totally agree with you. And I just think one thing I was surprised about, and maybe you were too, Laura, is just the fact that it hasn't really gotten a lot easier for me to deal with, I guess, postpartum body image, like after each pregnancy. I think I thought, okay, I've done this one time.
Yeah.
I know the drill. This isn't going to affect my heart as much as it did the first time around. But honestly, I can say this third time around, I still have struggled with it just as much as I did after the first time, if not more. And I've just really had to counsel my heart and do some practical things to, you know, be content where I'm at right now. And I don't know why it doesn't just get easier. But for me, I think it's been still a hard journey.
Yeah. Well, I think as women, we're always going to struggle with body image. And whether that's because we're too thin or we're too heavy or something just isn't, you know, shaped the way we like it to be, it's going to happen. And, but in the meantime, I think let's talk about some practical tips. Yeah. I think, you know, probably most of you guys know these, but need a fresh reminder, or maybe it's your first baby or you're pregnant with your first. Mm-hmm. And these are truths that like Emily and I, well, just like practical things that we feel
we've learned
sometimes the hard way to do after we've had that baby. And, I think like my number one is always like buy clothing that fits.
Oh,
I feel like you just try to squeeze into those, not squeeze, like let the maternity jeans sag off of you because like you don't have the right body shape, but they're comfortable still. But like your butt looks way worse, let's be honest, because the jeans just do not fit correctly.
Yeah.
And so,
or you like try to squeeze into your like pre-baby jeans and you're
my word.
Well, they button, but.
Oh, they go up to my calf. You know? Like, I'm like, I was so thin, you know, you kind of, it's not fun to put those back on, but just go to the store, spend the $30, $60. I don't know, whatever you spend on jeans, that's a relative number for everybody, but go and spend the money and get a pair of jeans that you can wear in between because that you can button without feeling like you're going to explode out of.
Yeah.
You will feel a million times better. I promise.
Yeah. And I almost have like this in between wardrobe of, you know, I've got like my maternity clothes and then I've got like a bunch of clothes that fit.
Oh, the tweener clothes.
The tweener clothes that I think I probably wear for, you know, again, 6 to 9 months. And then I've got, I want to say my normal clothes, but because I've been pregnant so much in the last few years, I don't think I've gotten much use out of them. But I think it's, I totally have felt better about the way I look when I've just invested in an in-between wardrobe. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and remembering, I think the phrase is, what, 9 months up, 9 months down.
Yeah.
Just giving yourself grace in between, just mentally of not downplaying, you know, what you did was amazing. What your body did is a miracle. Mm-hmm. And what it's still doing, even whether or not you're nursing, you're bonding with that child, you're sustaining life and caring for it. So I think that's like a huge thing of just mentally remembering like what an amazing work your body did and that it's doing what it's supposed to do, even when it doesn't look like what you want it to look like.
Yeah. And some people went through, you know, traumatic deliveries or, you know, whether you had a C-section or natural delivery. I mean, all of us, it's like, it really is hard on your body. And, I think we don't realize how long it truly takes to just recover from that. And then you also have all these hormones and, you know, everything else going on. And so it's just kind of like okay to wait, I think, and really ease into it. Even though we get the thumbs up at 6 weeks out, you know, every person really needs to evaluate for themselves. Like, hey, if you're not ready yet, don't put pressure on yourself, you know, to try to make it to the gym and start dieting and all those things when you really still have a lot of complicated hormones and you're maybe sleep deprived and you're trying to get used to this new way of life. It can just be too much pressure to add, oh, and you really need to get your body back on top of that.
Yep, totally. I totally
agree. To hear
the
blessed comment, you look like you've never had a baby.
I know. Why is it that we so want that?
It's crazy.
It's like, yep, because I did have a baby, so I should look like I had one.
Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway, okay, we are getting close on time here, Emily. I think maybe we should jump into... We had more, you guys, but we can't even get through them all if we want to get to some of the other meat.
This is such a meaty topic, and we're just getting started. But yeah, we want to talk about how the gospel applies and just kind of what we should really be focusing on, which is the internal, the hidden person of the heart, the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which God says is beautiful. So we want to be focusing on that.
Yeah, what the biblical version of what God's version of beautiful is, because that is long lasting and the worlds will change. And I think something Emily says to me all the time is cultures have had different perceptions of beauty over all of time. And God's version of beauty is long lasting, it's eternal, and it's what matters. And I think the biggest thing that what happens is when we're in postpartum and we're really struggling through not being happy with what we look like or a certain area or whatever, is that we've really just misplaced where our worth and our identity is found. And we're starting to idolize that perfect image. Maybe that's our pre-baby self. Maybe that's, you know, a supermodel or,
or just a
that
friend.
Other woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. The friend that we all have that like
looks gorgeous.
Amazing 3 weeks out and good for her. We can be happy for her. But, I think like, you know, the thing that we have to remember is that at least for me, I know when I got back into my pre-baby jeans, it still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You know, I still wanted to be thin. I didn't remember. And I remember like being 6 months out, trying to put on my pre-baby jeans and, just being like, I was so thin. Why wasn't I happy with what I looked like? And, then I got there and I was, you know, not happy. And that's because I'm finding my worth in the wrong places.
Yeah. And anytime we put our hope on something other than Jesus Christ, it's going to fall short. It's going to fail us. And it's always going to be stringing us along to do more. So I think that's a great point to not just say, oh, once I hit this number, then I'll be happy. Cause that's not true.
And it's a lie.
And in the meantime, I think it's okay to have goals and want to be healthy. As long as in the meantime, we are focusing on contentment in Christ and we are able to have joy where we're at and to not be doing like a lot of this negative self-talk and just condemning ourselves and, you know, living in this like weird place mentally of just not liking who we are and who God's created us to be.
Yeah, and something specifically that Emily and I talked about that we want to discuss is just kind of the common lies that we think about postpartum and then how we can defeat those with truth. And that's something Emma and I are going to talk about every show probably. Yeah. And especially in postpartum, I think the battle is in our minds, particularly. And so some of the lies, Em, let's just list off.
Sure. Well, I think one I really struggled with this last time is my husband is not going to desire me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, especially after fourth baby, I just really could feel that my body looks really different than it did before I had children. And not that everyone sees me this way, but especially without clothes on, you know, it looks different. And so it was just really important this time around for me to like air that with him and like talk through that and speak truth to myself. And now I feel like I'm in a much better place, a place that I can still be joyful and intimate and just free with my husband and not be worried about it. So that was a big one for me. What about you, Laura?
Yeah. A couple others. I think like, I'll definitely compare myself to that other person that had a baby and just say, oh my word, she looks so much better than me. Everyone's probably comparing me to her. No, I'm the only one probably. or things like, I'll never be thin or beautiful again. We can be really dramatic, I think. What else?
Oh, I think we talked about just like fitting back into your old jeans and you'd be happy again.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Or just so degrading areas of our body. Like, I hate my stomach, or I hate my thighs, or
just seeing
whatever.
A picture of yourself and thinking, oh, I look so fat.
Yes. Yeah. Just those are lies that, like, are just brought into our minds by Satan. And so what we're doing when we're kind of critiquing and criticizing ourselves is, again, going back to that where we're finding our worth, we're forgetting who we are in Christ.
Absolutely. And so I think that the best thing, you know, I've learned to do in that situation is just to transform my mind and just input truth. And as I focus on the truth, I think those lies get quieter and, you know, eventually go away. And even if you're still battling them, you know, over a long period of time.
Yeah. And I think like what that again practically looks like is you hear the lie, like, I hate this, I don't like that. And then you have to stop that moment, repent of it, and live in the forgiveness that Christ has given, and then ask for a right view of yourself. And Em and I pulled together some scriptures. I don't think we have time to go through them all today.
Yeah.
But just a couple, Em? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one that sticks out to me, talking about, we have 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And I think that's a big one. You know, we talked about true beauty a little bit closer to the beginning, and just that God is looking at our hearts, and that's really what matters.
Exactly. Yeah. And so when we're repenting of those negative thoughts, we're asking him to see, or for him to help us see ourselves as his true beauty, his real standard. And that's what it means to transform your mind, or to take a lie and overpower it with truth.
Yeah.
So.
And it's definitely a process, a long one, that Laura and I are still in.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, we like totally did a flyover of this topic.
Totally a flyover.
we could have gotten so much deeper. We're already over time. So, we will put some more scripture up on the show notes page, along with a couple links to some other articles that have just been really helpful and both practical and spiritual. And so as far as wrapping it up, let's see, next week we're talking about gospel instruction for kids.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yep. And if you guys, benefited from this, or you definitely want to start this conversation with your friends, go ahead and share this on, social media. And if you guys,
we would love that, guys. It's a huge honor when you do that. And we know so many of you already have done it.
Yep. And then also just leaving us a rating or a review on iTunes is a way that other moms can find this podcast.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's it.
Okay, great.
Right.
All right.
Until next time.
Yeah. See you guys.